pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, in this episode, I want to talk about a customer that's enrolled into Sturgis Credit Repair. I'm not even going to say a gender, just I like to keep things, confidential. I don't like to say any names or, you know, genders or where they live and things like that. So I know I didn't say a name, but I just want to be more, you know, agreeing to my policies and things like that. So let's start over. A customer that's enrolled into Sturgis Credit Repair. This customer signed up with a credit score as low as 303. Now, a lot of y'all are thinking, you know, just give up at that point, right? Here's the thing. Most of our clients who enroll into Sturgis Credit Repair and most of them who schedule a consultation on our website and schedule a phone consultation, most of them start off with the same line. And it goes like this. Hey, thanks for calling. My name is such and such. Man, look, I've always had great credit, but that line starts every single call. You know, they always have to admit, hey, I'm not always like this. I'm very, you know, good about paying my bills on time. Don't judge me and things like that. And the thing is, we see so many credit scores and so many credit reports and names and things like that a day. Not names, but so many different reports a day. We can't judge people because it's just so many credit scores and reports that's seen on a daily basis. Someone's name attached to the credit report, that's the last thing that we look at. You know, when we're working, we're looking at negative accounts, how they're reporting and things like that. So guys, look, you know, when you schedule that first call, do not think that someone's judging your situation. We've all been through bad times, but check this out here. I talked about how they always start the line off with, I've always had good credit, but, and then that second line is, man, my situation is going to be the worst, you know, and 9 times out of 10 is nowhere near the worst. Everyone who said that exact line thinking their situation is bad, their credit scores are always between 500 and 550. I posted something to the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. If you're not in there, in that group yet, please go join. There's daily credit advice and very informational posts posted in there daily. We have a lot of customers or, you know, random people who join the group throughout the month that ask questions in there. And some of these questions are pretty good, like things I've never even thought of asking. But I like to answer a lot of people's questions in there. Most of the people select the button that hides their profile picture and hide their name. You know, a lot of people don't want anyone knowing who's asking the question and things like that. I get that. But if you have a free time here, a free moment, definitely go on Facebook and join the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast group. But anyway, I posted this in here earlier. This person here started with a 303 credit score, and now we're like 100 points higher now. Yeah, I mean, TransUnion, we got up to a 431 all within 2 months here. So even though a 400 credit score is still horrible, it has still came a long way. And look, we still have further more to go than where we came already. Like, that's crazy. We have increased this person's credit score over 100 points, and we still have another 200-300 points to go for them to start being approved for things again. So here's the thing. When people get to a 300 credit score, which is the lowest of the low, especially in the Vantage 3.0 scoring system, a lot of people give up. Because here's the thing. It's going to take 7 years for things to naturally fall off of your credit report, regardless or without you hiring a credit repair service or trying the credit repair service on your own. Okay, 7 years. Most of the people get to this point where they have missed payments on every single account they had in their name, and they file bankruptcy. Now look here, bankruptcy is to prevent you from being sued and things like that. But in this person's case, most of this stuff is just credit cards and loans and Affirm accounts that she, you know, took vacations and bought clothes and things like this with these buy now, pay later online things like Affirm, Klarna, and things like that. Most of the times these type of companies aren't going to sue, but this person isn't being sued. Therefore, bankruptcy is out of the situation, and that reports for 10 years, which that's another law. So this person has the option to let this report for 7 years, or at least try to get back into the 600 somewhere within the next year or so. So that's a very reasonable thing. Now I've had this conversation with this customer, and I said, look, with a credit score starting at 303, even if we were able to increase your credit score by 200 points, you will still be at a 500 credit score, and you still will not be able to get approved for anything. So I said, we can try the credit repair process. Some of these accounts are only 2 years closed out, so they still have 5 years left of reporting. Some have 6 or 7 years left. So she definitely would have had bad credit forever. You know, at this point, I don't even think she can build credit being at a 300 credit score. So far over the last two or three rounds here, we have gotten like six things deleted, which resulted in the scores increasing over 100 points. But like I said, this person has at least 20 more negative accounts to go. We're just trying to work on it. And this is what I was mentioning in the previous episode. A lot of people are like, how long does it take for something to get removed from a credit report? And the answer to that is no one knows until we try. And your credit report changes every single month. Therefore, you know, every month is a new process. So, and new information reported. And we've had six things deleted so far over the last 2 months. And we still got more items to go, and things that weren't deleted these last two rounds may be deleted these next few rounds. So it's just a time consuming process when it comes to credit repair. So I just wanted to give people insight of how bad things really are when it comes to fixing your credit. You know, some people are really in tough situations, especially in 2024. A lot of people that messed up on their bills and just, you know, had to let a lot of things go. Inflation hit, people still making the same money when the cost of living has doubled. So times are rough out here. But look here, if this person didn't just say screw it and just gave up and just canceled their whole life for a decade and still was willing to sign up and at least try, you people that are in the 500s, low 600s, that are complaining that it's going to take a few months to work on your credit, you know, this should be eye-opening for you. If someone is 300 points lower than you and understand that this is going to be a process and know that this isn't going to happen overnight, you know, you having a 600 credit score, you literally should be at the point where you are going to continue building credit, not missing any more payments, and just letting one or two things fall off of your credit versus 35 negative accounts that this person here has left to go on their credit report. So, you know, a lot of people think that their situation is the worst when it's nowhere near the worst. This is literally a prime example of, you know, it's always a way to go. It's not the end of the world if you mess up your credit. You know, if you're at home and you're crying because your credit score was a 750 or 800 and now you're still in the 600s, yeah, that sucks. But look, it's not the end of the world. There's people who's really out here that we have as customers that have a 300 credit score, and you know, we're working with them month after month, at least trying to at least get them into the 600. Because, you know, hearing someone say, oh, Sturgis Credit Repair increased my score 200 points, a lot of people are going to be like, oh wow, you must have a 1000 credit score. And they're still going to be like, well, no, it's in the 400s or it's in the 500s. And you know, it's just mind blowing out there. So I mean, increasing someone's credit score 300 points, that's not something that's, you know, I hear regularly. So But like I said, I really appreciate this customer for signing up. For those who are listening to this and you think your situation is bad because your credit scores are in the 500s or 600s, look, don't stress yourself. You know, if you need help, call in a Sturgis Credit Repair. I personally will kind of give you some advice if you don't want to pay for a service or whatever. I have no problem doing that. If you do wish to use a service, hopefully you do choose Sturgis Credit Repair, and we can just be transparent and honest with you, letting you know we have any concerns throughout the credit repair process, what may work, what may not work, what can be done, what can't be done, you know, and things in that nature. So if you're someone watching or listening to this episode and need help with your credit scores, feel free to ask. Even if you are a current customer of ours and it's been, you know, 2 months, 3 months, you know, you may have had some things falling off or one or two things fell off by then, you know, definitely reach out to me and call in and say, hey, you know, what's the update on some of these other things, how things are working, you know, what's your concerns on things, and things in that nature. Hopefully if you are a client, you can just log into your account and just see those things before you ask, because that your online account is almost your best friend for you. So hopefully this has helped someone out there who's just feeling defeated and, you know, feel like they just need to start over with life. You know, this is just a positive episode here and a good example to, you know, it's not too late to start over, and you're probably nowhere near the worst that's out there getting their credit repaired. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.